part of our ongoing Curious Indie series, we've been asking listeners to tell us what questions they have about Indianapolis. In this story, we were exploring a question about Indy's most iconic ad campaigns. WFYI's Ashley Schuler dived into the sometimes cheesy, always unforgettable world of local commercials and filed this report.
No matter where you're from and no matter how old you are, there's one thing that undoubtedly sticks in your memory for decades: cheesy TV commercials. All it takes is a couple of words of these so bad they're good jingles, and we instantly get nostalgic. And for those of us who have lived in Indianapolis for a while, among all the personalities who have crossed our screens, none may be as memorable as one character who has come and gone, Mickey Levy.
So can you go ahead and just say something so I can check the...
Testing, 1, 2, 3. Mic check. Hello.
Yeah, that'll...
Hi, Mike.
You may know him best as Crazy Mickey the Beeper King, famous for selling a very 90s product, beepers.
People walk in here and say, "Oh gosh, I know who you are." Or as soon as I start to talk, they recognize my voice.
Mickey Levy owns a sign shop now, but not that long ago, he owned a mini empire with 8 21st century paging locations around town. At the peak of the pager business in the early 2000s, Levy says he was spending $250,000 on these ridiculously campy advertisements, all of which he dreamed up on his own.
Well, okay. I had this brilliant idea that I wanted to look like Superman.
It's a bird!
It's a plane!
No, it's the Beeper King!
Selling statewide pagers faster than a speed.
And so my commercial was Superman flying and then getting stuck in a telephone booth. Now, don't forget that I was 550 pounds.
Get me out of this phone booth, and I'll give you a statewide pager for just $1.19.
And we took pictures driving in a Jeep, you know, going about 30, 40 miles an hour, and taking pictures of the scenery.
Get that kryptonite away from me, and I'll throw in a leather cover, a car adapter, caller ID, and call waiting.
Then I went to the studio and stood in front of the blue screen, and Bill Shirk, who used to own 96.3, he had a hold of the back of this cape, and he was shaking it. I was standing up with my hands up over my head, singing this song.
Oh, no, not again.
I'm Crazy Mickey, the Beeper King. I sell pages for $1.19. Call 390-3000 right away.
Stop at 21st Century Paging today. So there you have it.
Mickey Levy recorded a lot of these commercials. Remember how he promised a free meal if he bought a pager?
I'm buying y'all dinner. Dinner for 13's on me.
Or how about when he rode a coin-operated kiddie pony next to his granddaughter?
Who's that masked man?
I'm Crazy Mickey, the Beeper King. I sell pages for $1.19. No.
Regardless, Levy was in on the joke.
I tried to make these as dumb as possible. I wanted these to be so different. Now, I've always wanted to be different.
And that, says Indiana University marketing professor Kim Donahue, is what made Mickey Levy's commercials so effective.
They cut through the clutter, and there are so many things competing for the audience's attention all the time. So anytime you can do something different and out of the ordinary, people will tune in.
Donahue says that no matter the personality or product, being genuine is what matters.
If the person looks like they could be living next door to you, and I don't mean that in a demographic way, I mean that just in terms as they seem like an everyday person, people react to that, especially if it's somebody that you feel their humor or what's funny about them is really who they are.
To this day, Levy can't really put his finger on why people liked his commercials so much, and still do.
I have no idea, to tell you the truth. I don't know. I mean, it was just, I tried to make this funny stuff. I tried to make it so that it crossed every barrier. I tried to make it simple.
Maybe that's exactly what made them work. For 90.1 WFYI News, I'm Ashley Schuler.
If you like this story and you want to take a walk down memory lane, visit WFYI.org to watch more iconic Indianapolis ads and vote on your favorites.